Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk, Mick Care, Friday afternoon, Doug Lear, rounding third, heading for the deer stand.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing,
Mick. Indeed it is. All right, we're talking Deer Hunting 101. You have pointed out your article, newspaper article, which runs in a lot of papers across North Dakota. And a lot of your advice or answers to questions probably are applicable to folks in Minnesota and South Dakota who are also listening.
Yeah. I mean, it is that time of year. Yeah. The Minnesota deer season opens up on Saturday. You've got South Dakota deer hunting, and it really is. You know, it's probably, maybe it's because in North Dakota it's a 16.5-day season. I think Minnesota, depending on the unit that you're at, it's less than that. But it's deer are the most accessible big game that we have in North America. Mm-hmm. There might be more interest in elk and in moose and in bighorn sheep of guys, man, I'd love to shoot an elk. And
they're trophies.
Right. You know,
and deer are maybe a little more varmint?
Nah, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Okay.
But I think when I talk about, you know, the population and the accessibility is when you bring into, you know, the interest, the high interest that is there, like just for example, North Dakota, we've got a little over 60,000 tags this year, and we'll have 100,000 people apply for those tags. So that the interest in deer hunting is there, and the tag of $30 is definitely much more accessible and affordable than it would be for somebody that wants to draw an elk tag in Montana or go moose hunting up in Canada. So that's, you know, that's a couple of the factors that come into play that create such a huge interest in deer hunting is because, I mean, yeah, there's some people that haven't drawn the buck tag that they want in the unit that they want for 4 years or 6 years or 7 years. We understand that, but if you want to hunt deer in North Dakota, we had tags left over in southwestern North Dakota after the initial lottery that people could buy on first come, first serve. So I know there's a lot of people listening, especially like in Unit 2B is one of our largest units from Grand Forks down to Fargo, Cass County, Trail County. And I know it's tough for people to draw a lottery tag, but if you wanted to draw a tag and you look at some different units, you can increase your odds. You know, a buck tag in down in Richland County, tough draw in Unit 2A. A deer tag in Unit 2B because we have such, you know, high population centers. If you look at the units around Minot and in Bismarck, or if you look at the units around, you know, Dickinson, Grand Forks, and Fargo, in those high population areas, there's more competition because mm-hmm. not everybody could take 2 or 3 days off and drive from Fargo out to Watford City or drive from, you know, Lisbon out to, you know, out to Dickinson to try to go deer hunting.
So Crosby.
Yeah, right. So that's, I mean, we understand the big picture from Game and Fish, our supply doesn't meet the demand for deer tags. We're not blind. We hear the frustrations and the complaints, but if you walk a mile in our moccasins, that we want to get more people a tag. Now, to do that, you can't just give out a whole bunch of tags.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that, but then people say, well, they're just selling tags.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, our success rate was around 64%. And we had around 55,000 deer tags. We got about 10,000 more deer tags this year than we had last year. When we were issuing 140,000 deer tags, our success rate was around 65%. We want to be able to have some confidence that if you draw a deer tag in North Dakota, and you don't have to hunt the entire 16.5-day season, but if you can put in some time and you sight in your rifle and you can make the shot, you're going to have a pretty good chance of having an opportunity to fill that tag. Versus, we know that you manage the deer herd with the does, where you could issue more buck tags and get more people tags, but we don't want people to say Game and Fish is just selling tags to make mm-hmm. money. We want to make sure that we balance that. And to give people more opportunity, we have to kind of slowly but surely increase the tags, because if we increase them too much, then we knock the population back down. We're kind of right back where we started from, Mick, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you do operate in the public interest, but is managing the herd the number one priority, or are there other factors at play that really don't get talked about much?
Managing the herd is our priority. What people don't, they do understand when they stop and they listen to it, is that My buddy Todd could call me up and say, Lear, I haven't drawn a buck tag in 2i for 7 years. This is what you need to do. And I could say, you know, that might work for you in Edgley, but my buddy Tim in Williston, it would put the screws to his deer hunting. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when people say this is how Game and Fish should do something, it might work better for them mm-hmm. where they're at the expense of other hunters in other places. So that's, you know what? My one of my best examples is to say, like I alluded to, we were issuing 143,000 deer tags and had a success rate of around 65 to 70%. We were issuing 43,000 deer tags and we had a success rate around 60%. We were still going with a lottery system that uses bonus points. Mm-hmm. The more times you don't draw, the better odds you have. There's no guarantee, but your name goes in the hat. Once you reach like 3 years, then we like cube it. Then we exponentially increase it after that second and third year, so you have even better odds of drawing.
But it's still for quite a few wheel of misfortune.
It is a wheel of misfortune, but you can go in mm-hmm. and you have a chance. You have a chance at 17 years old of drawing a tag. Mm-hmm. You have a chance at 75 years old of drawing a tag, and being able to put your name in the hat is a big deal. You don't have to sit out 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. You can put your name on. Your odds of getting drawn for a mule deer buck tag in one of those prime units, not as good the first year, but it could happen, Mick. And that's one thing that we kind of believe strongly in, is that, you know, being able to say that you don't have to sit out 1 year or 3 years or 5 years kind of is a little bit of a levels the field a little bit, Mick.
All righty. Well, okay, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist, talking deer hunting here on day one of deer season in North Dakota. Last weekend is South Dakota started in the Black Hills, and tomorrow morning, is it tomorrow morning, Minnesota?
Yep, Minnesota starts on Saturday. Yep. I do know that. Yep,
so okay.
Blaze Orange is going to be in style. You know, it's not road construction that's going on. Blaze Orange is going to be the new stylish color for 16 and a half days.
Blaze Orange bomber hat with
yeah.
the pulled down ear flaps and the insulated sweatshirt. Yeah, cold weekend.
Boy, and you know
well,
what?
Well, actually cold Sunday, cold next week. Today and tomorrow are actually pretty darn nice.
But, you know, you bring up a good point that I think it was on Tuesday, and my dad was in town, and he... In his German brogue said, making some ice out there. Probably go spearfishing pretty soon. I say, you know, actually, you know, as of Thursday night, we were making a lot of ice. We hadn't been above 32 degrees in some areas for quite some time. If you're out, whether you're out, you know, farming and ranching or hunting deer or pheasant hunting, you know, there are going to be some people that see a deer on the other side of the creek or on the other side of the slough, and they'll go, oh, there's some ice out there. Mm-hmm. I can start sliding across that, man. And that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's November 8th or December 8th. When the ice is thin, and we really want to make sure that people are not making bad, bad choices because, yeah, it's been cold, and we did make some ice. But this is not the time to be finding out that we didn't make enough ice, Mick.
Okay, that's the message for adults who are smart enough to carry a gun and all of that. But how about for the little 4, 5, 6-year-olds? There's a lot of them outside playing, whether it's urban kids or farm
yeah.
kids. I mean, there's some youngsters that just don't make the wisest choices.
And we've got so much moving water now.
Yeah.
You know, with all the creeks that are flowing and all the springs that are that's down by Clawson Springs in Barnes County in southeastern North Dakota last week. And the springs at Clawson Springs were kicking out water. And you go, usually by this time of year, those things should be dried up and slowing down just a little bit. So, you know, it's one of the most unique years that you and I and everybody else that listening has been through. And that just means that we need to do our part in making sure that we're wearing the Blaze Orange, making sure before we pull that trigger, knowing that, you know, where our hunting party is, knowing if there's a combine in that field, Hold off, folks.
Yeah, caution, never a mistake.
Yeah, and there you go. Good point, yeah. Mick. Good point.
All righty. And you mentioned the word unique. Hopefully everybody will have success. And when you see a deer, unique up on it.
Unique up on it. I love that. Okay. I love that.
Doug, have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Take care.
Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, buddy.
North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist Doug Lear on a Friday. Have a successful weekend. See you Monday. This is Farm Talk.